God. So we are, again, we are favored, we are blessed on this evening to have Reverend Kevin Bolden is going to be ministering the Word of God. He is the pastor of the Oak Union Baptist Church in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Reverend Kevin, when you are ready, you can begin as God directs you. God bless you.
First, we give honor to God. We thank God for Pastor Bolden and Pastor Bolden again for this opportunity to come and to share on this prayer call. And we thank God for the community of family and all of God's children. We thank God for the leading lady of the Oak Union Baptist Church, who I believe is listening in the other room. And we just thank God for our family and your family. We just thank God for all that he is doing and how he's protecting and keeping us each and every day. Well, without God, we can't do anything, but with him, all things are possible. So we thank God for, again, for this opportunity to come and share and be a part of this prayer call. And we know and believe in, from the things that we have heard and seen, that God is doing, still doing great things. We're going to ask you for just a few moments to go with us to the book of Luke, the first chapter, beginning at verse number 5. Luke, the first chapter, beginning at verse number 5, I'm reading from the King James Version. Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse number, Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse number 5. Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse number 5, and it reads like this. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abba, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. We want to talk to you for a few moments from these words to encourage your heart, to let somebody know you were born for this. You were born for this. Our Father and our God, we thank you now. We ask you, God, to anoint us afresh, God, to bring back out to our remembrance, God, all the things that you would have us to share on this prayer call tonight, God, with this church family, God, and those that are listening, God. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to allow us, Father God, to continue to hear from on high, that your word would go and do what you have assigned for it to do. That, Father God, that those that are listening tonight, God, that somebody, God, will be renewed in their mind. Somebody will be renewed in their heart. Somebody will be renewed in their spirit, God. We ask you, God, to mend brokenness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, that as this word go forth, Father God, that it would arrest anything that is not like you and cause it to go back where it came from. God, we ask you, God, we pray for a breakthrough on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that as your word go forth, God, if there be anyone, God, that's listening, God, that don't know Jesus in the pardon of their sin, God, that you will prick their heart that they will come sin. What must I do to be saved? God, we take nothing for ourselves. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And all the people of God that believe said amen. Well, once again, we say thank you to Pastor Bolden and to Pastor Bolden again for inviting us to be a part of this prayer call. I just want you to know as we go through this, I ask you to pray with us and pray for us as we go through this this message on tonight and to share on this prayer call. And I must be honest with you, I'm just nervous even though can't nobody see me and I can't see you, I'm just as nervous as if I was standing in the place of worship called Petersville Baptist Church. But I thank God for the nervousness because it lets me know that it's not about me and it's all about him. My brothers and sisters, I've come to understand and that even after a year of dealing with the virus and whatnot, it's saddening to know that there are some people that still don't know their purpose for what God have them here for, don't know the assignment that God has on their life, and don't know that they were born for such a time as this. So many times we are discouraged and we feel that what we are doing is not what we're supposed to be doing, but that may be true. But what I've come to understand that, Pastor Boland, before we can get to where, sometime before we can get to where God wants us to be, there are some things that we have to go through. There are some challenges that we have to face. There are some journeys that we have to take in order to get to where God wants us to be. I've also come to understand and to believe and to know that sometimes God has us in a place not just for us, but to help birth something else, to help birth somebody else into where God wants them to be. Here it is in this text we find the man by the name of Zacharias. The Bible says in verse number 5 that he was a priest, and his wife was from the daughters of Aaron, which also lets us know that his wife Elizabeth also came through a priestly family. So it lets us know that even though they had came through a priestly family, that they both were, that Zacharias was a priest, that sometimes things don't always happen the way we want it to happen. What are you saying, Pastor? Well, as we read on in verse number 6, it says, "And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren." And it says, "And they both were now well stricken in years." I just want to pause right there for just a few moments to let somebody know, and I know I'm going to get ahead of myself, but to let somebody know, as it says that they were stricken in years, that they were past their ages of birthing a child. But how many know that age does not make any difference with God? That when God has a plan for your life, that no matter what the age is, the number that you have been assigned to at this present time, I'm here to let you know that it does not hinder or stop what God wants to do in your life. It says they both were now well stricken in years. Verse 8 says, "And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his responsibility was to burn incense in the temple of the Lord." That was Zacharias' responsibility. And once again, Pastor, I come to understand that sometimes we want to get ahead of what the responsibility that God has given us now to try to get to where we want to be, and don't even take the full commitment or responsibility, I'm preaching to myself, to all the things that God has assigned for us to do in this season. We want to get to our due season, but I hear God says, before you get to your due season, I need you to be responsible in the season you're in right now. I need you to stay committed to where you are right now, because I've come to understand that if you can be committed in this season, when your due season comes, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when your due season comes, you will be prepared for what God is going to do in your life. Here it is. I come to understand, my brothers and sisters, that sometimes the thing that we are going through, the thing that we are dealing with, is to prepare us for what God is about to do in our lives. Oh, we don't want to go through anything. We don't want to deal with anything. We don't want to face any challenges. But I've come to understand that in order for you to be strong for the thing that God is about to do in your life, you have to go through a journey. You have to be prepared for what he's about to do in your life. It says in verse number 10, it says, "And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense." Here it is. I got to let you know once again, it says, before we get too far, I need you to understand that it's important to have people around you, watch this, who know how to pray. I say you got to have people around you that know how to pray. Here it is. He was going into the temple, and the people that was outside of the temple were not just out there gossiping. They weren't out there just having a talk session, but it said that they were praying while he was in seeking the Lord, while he was in fulfilling his responsibility. It's important in this season that you have people around you, good God Almighty, that know how to pray. It says they were praying at the time of incense. And it's verse 11 says, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Verse 13, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Oh, I got to pause right there for just a few moments. He says, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Someone tonight may be asking the question, and you're trying to figure out why it is that it feels that if pain and problem keep ganging up on you in your season, or your season that you think is your season of preparation. Well, that's it right there. It's ganging up on you because it is your season of preparation. Once again, before you get to where God wants you to go get to, sometimes you got to go through some stuff. Sometimes you're going to face some challenges. You're going to lose some stuff. You're going to gain some stuff. Some pain going to come. Some problems going to come. But tonight I want you to understand and to know, God said if you're able to hear this call tonight, God said you've already made it further than you thought you would make it. So you ought to right there in your home, go ahead and rejoice and tell God, thank you that I'm where I am, good God Almighty, and not where I used to be, not where I could be. And I thank God that God is preparing us and equipping us for where he want to take us. If you believe that right there in your home, go ahead and tell God, thank you. It says maybe your assignment is to give birth to something. But it says here in this verse, it says, the angel said to Zacharias, fear not, for thy prayer is heard. Now here's somebody asking the question, because it says back up in verse number 7 that they both were stricken in years. And somebody else may be asking the question, if you'll be honest tonight, I've asked this question a few times myself. Why does it seem like it's taking so long? Why does it seem like, good God Almighty, why is God not doing it now? And I know we're not supposed to question God, but we can ask questions because the Bible says we have not because we ask not. Somebody's asking the question, you've been asking the question, why does it seem like it's taking so long? Good God Almighty. But the angel lets Zacharias know. He says, your prayer is heard. That ought to be good news to somebody tonight, to let you know God has heard your prayer. Good God Almighty. God has heard your prayer. Whatever you've been praying about, whatever you've been seeking God about, don't the enemy want you to think it's been a long time, but what you have to understand, our time is not God's time. Good God Almighty, what seems like 1,000 years to us is only one day to God. And what you must understand and realize and hold on to the faith and believe that prayer still changes things. I said prayer still changes things. Tell somebody in the house, you were born for this. Oh, if they don't want to talk to you, encourage yourself and say, I was born for this. What are you talking about, Pastor? We're going to get there in just a few moments. He says, your prayer has been heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Somebody said, well, Pastor, you don't understand. I don't have a whole lot of time. I feel like I'm getting weak. I feel like I just want to throw in the towel. Well, I come to understand, good God Almighty, that you may have to stop leaning upon your own strength. What are you saying? Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew thy strength. That wipes out the age factor. It says, they shall renew thy strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Well, somebody said, well, Pastor, that's all good. I heard that all my Sunday school life. Well, I got one more for you. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. If it's going to happen, it has to be done by the Spirit and the power of God. It can't be done on your own strength. You got to rely on God. Because when you rely upon your own strength, the ways and life of this world will beat you down. But when you, good God Almighty, wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. Tell somebody, I was born for this. Tell somebody in the house, I was born for this. When you get off this call, text somebody and tell them, I was born for this. What I'm going through right now, God is preparing me for what he's about to do in my life. And I come to understand that when he does it in my life, good God Almighty, here's a shout moment right here. When he does it in my life, because I'm a man of my house, good God Almighty, everything that's connected to me, the blessing of the Lord begin to flow down. Because when he does it for me, he do it for everybody I'm connected to. Somebody shout, thank you, Lord. You were born for this. Good God Almighty. It says, it goes on and says, in verse 16, let me back up. In verse 13, it says, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. One thing I've come to understand, Petersville, is that, and everybody on this prayer call, is that when you think about John, John knew what his purpose and his assignment was. John knew, when you read the book of John, John knew he was the forerunner of Christ. John knew that he was supposed to proclaim and tell everybody about the coming Savior, the coming Messiah. John knew what his purpose was. I've come to understand, Pastor Boland, is that sometimes we are in the position where we are or seem like we're stuck. Because we don't want to accept or don't realize what our purpose is. I come to understand that sometimes our purpose is not something to put us in front. Watch this. John's purpose was not to put John in front, but John's purpose was to tell somebody about Jesus. And I come to understand, my brothers and sisters, in this season, God said, I need some Johns to stand up by. Do you know who you are? You were born for this. You were born to tell somebody about the Savior. Tell somebody about Jesus. And the fact that he's coming back again. Oh, hallelujah. It says, and thou shalt have joy and gladness. Here it is. The angel tells Zacharias that you and Elizabeth going to have joy and gladness. What you about to birth, oh, hallelujah, I feel it in my spirit. What you are about to birth, God said it's going to bring you joy and gladness. Somebody ought to be rejoicing right there. Somebody ought to be praising God right there that what God is about to do in your life is going to cause you to have joy and gladness. Tell somebody what I'm about to birth, what God is about to use me to birth in this season is going to bring me joy and gladness. Oh, hallelujah. And not just me, but watch this. Once again, it's important who you're connected to. You ought to be glad tonight that you're connected to the Petersville Baptist Church, because it goes on and says, and many shall rejoice at his birth. When God's about to cause you to birth, good God Almighty, Petersville, with you about to birth, with Pastor Boland and Pastor Boland about to birth in Petersville Baptist Church, it's going to cause everybody to rejoice. Good God Almighty, you ought to go ahead. You ain't got to wait till it get there. You ain't got to wait till it happens. You can go ahead and rejoice right now. Why? Because the word says, and what the word says is true. Many shall rejoice at his birth. Tell somebody, I was born for this. What are you talking about? John knew what he was born for. John knew what his assignment was. And I'm here to tell somebody on this prayer call that you need to know what your assignment is. You need to know what your purpose is, because you were born for such a time as this. It goes on and says in verse 15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Tell somebody, I don't know what you think I am, but in the sight of the Lord, I am great. I said, in the sight of the Lord, you are great. You ought to tell somebody, you can talk about me, you can look down on me, but that doesn't matter to me from this day forward. What's important to me is what I look like in the sight of the Lord. And when he looks at me, because he don't look at the outward appearance, he looks at the heart. When he looks at me, he sees something great. He sees something marvelous. He sees something wonderful. Why? Because he made it. I said, because he made it. And when he makes something, he makes all things good. Somebody shout, he makes all things good. And I was born for this. And it goes on and says, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Watch this. It says, he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Watch this. even from his mother's womb. I'm getting ready to stop right now because it says that he was filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Now, hallelujah, tell somebody I was born for this. John was born for this. And I'm here to let you know that you were born for this. And good God Almighty, that here it is. If God could do it with John when he was filled with the Holy Ghost, from his mother's womb, he came out with the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty, I hear somebody right now saying, Pastor, you don't understand. No, I do understand. You need to know what your purpose is. You need to tap into that thing and say, God, I know you got a call on my life, and I believe, God, that I was born for this. I was born to do what I'm doing. I was born to be where I am. And I'm here to let somebody know, somebody on their job, say, you know what, I'm tired of this old job. Well, I'm here to let you know, God has you there for a moment and for a season because you were born in this particular time to be there because God's about to use you to birth something on that job to get you where he wants you to be. Good God Almighty, and you need to understand once again, it's not always about you, but it's about what he's about to do through you. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm so glad tonight that God looks at me and see that he can do something through me. He did something through Zachariah and Elizabeth at an old age. And I'm here to let somebody know that God can do it through you. Though it seems like it's been a long time, I'm here to let you know God can do it through you. Somebody shout, I was born for this. Come on, one more time, shout, I was born for this. Hallelujah. And I'm here to let you know that you were born for this. For many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God because of John. And he shall go before him in the spirit and of power to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. That's our assignment today. You were born for this, to make ready a people for the Lord, because he is coming back and we want to be ready. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God, that you would, for a moment right now, God, just begin, God, to help us to pull that selfish spirit into check, into control, to understand and to know, God, that in this season, God, that you are using us to burst some stuff that's great, God. To prepare people, God, to proclaim your word, God, that people will come from the north, south, east, and west. And God, tonight, God, I thank you for having me and my family connected to the Petersville Baptist Church to be on this prayer call tonight, God, that we're able to connect, God, with some people that are birthing, God, that are birthing great things tonight, God. God, we thank you, God, that every home that is listening and is tuned in right now, God, that you are unleashing, God, your power and your spirit in their presence, that they'll be able, God, to tap into their purpose, God, and know their assignment in this season, and know that they were born for this, God. God, we thank you right now, God, and we just know, God, that God, though sometimes doubt tried to sit in, God, we ask you, God, to help us to remain faithful, God. Help us to remain in hope and knowing, God, that whatever the assignment is you have for us, God, give us the strength, God, your power, God, to stay committed to it, that we be able, God, to see the rejoicing and the gladness, not just for us, God, but for those that we are connected to. God, that churches all over Buckingham and Cumberland and Cartersville, God, and all over this world, God, all over this state, God, will begin, God, to see, God, how you're using this branch of Zion, God, to birth something, God, that should cause a world to turn around and be ready and prepared for the return of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God, that some people think, God, that their only assignment is to be able to have financial wealth where they can drive a certain kind of car. They can have the financial wealth to live in a certain kind of home. But, God, I believe tonight, God, that you are taking us to another level tonight, God, that we will know that our assignment, God, tonight is that we'll be able to birth some things, God, by proclaiming and telling people about Jesus, that we'll be able to birth some spirits and some souls, God, that would become saved tonight, God. God, we thank you right now, God, that as we look on TV, God, it seems like everything is crazy and everybody doing any kind of thing, God, and hating each other for just crazy stuff, God. And we know, God, that you see it because you see all things. But, God, we come now, God, because we are seeking you and turning from our wicked ways, believing, God, that you shall heal the land. God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for the prayer call, God. We ask you, God, to release now, God, the power of healing in somebody's home. And not just in their home, God, but in them, God. We ask you, God, to release the power of healing tonight, God. Release the power of breakthrough and deliverance. God, we ask you, God, to just touch somebody right now where sin is trying to overtake them, God, and make them think they ain't good enough, God. But, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And we remind them no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper, that they were born for such a time as this. God, we thank you, God. We love you, God. I ask you, God, to continue to bless and keep Pastor Bolin and Pastor Bolin strong, God. Keep their ministry strong, God. God, that whatever they come in need of, God, that you would give it to them in a blink of an eye, God. That they'd be able, God, to continue to bless the community, God. Continue to bless the city and even the world. That your name will be glorified. Cause men, women, boys, and girls to be drawn from the north, south, east, and west to come and hear and to see what Jesus is doing. God, we thank you and we love you. In the powerful name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What a mighty, mighty, mighty word from the Lord. Amen. Everybody that's on this line, I just want you to just take a moment.
Amen.
And if you understand this word that was preached here tonight, is that you can give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank him for what he's
Hallelujah.
About to do
Thank
and yet doing
Thank
in your
you
life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody
Thank
on this line,
word.
Let's give God
Thank
the praise.
You for the word.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God,
you.
We thank him.
Thank you for that
we
word.
Glorify you. We
Hallelujah.
Praise you. We
Hallelujah.
Magnify you. You, Lord.
Thank you for that word.
Hallelujah, God. We
Bless
thank you, God. We thank you for the power of the
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost that ministered to us tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Glory
you.
To your
thank
name.
You. Thank
God,
you,
we give you praise, God.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, Lord, that we know that we are called for a
Hallelujah.
Purpose in this life. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you that you're not
thank
through
you.
With us yet, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank you.
You
for this right now
Hallelujah.
Word.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name.
Glory
God, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We glorify
thank
you.
Thank
God,
you.
We just thank
yes,
you
yes,
because you sent this word right now in this season. God, you caused us to hear a powerful, powerful word from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we just praise you. We glorify you. Glory, glory, glory to your name. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Pastor Kevin Bolden, we just praise God for you. We praise
yes,
God that you heard from the Lord and that
yes,
you gave
yes.
that word as God directed you. The Holy
My
Spirit
God.
Was leading and guiding you. Because, see, God
Amen.
Knows everybody who is on this line. He knows
yes.
about the people who are connected to the folks on this line that
yes,
will hear
yes.
the word of God. And we know that the word of God is not going to go out and return unto him void, but it will accomplish all that it's set out there to do. So we just praise God for you. On behalf of my husband, Pastor Ollie Bolden, and myself,
Amen.
We say
Amen.
Thank you so
thank
very,
you.
Very
thank
much
God.
For
thank
just
you.
Giving up your time and just spending time to seek God for a rhema word right now. That
Hallelujah.
Letting us know that you are born for this, for such a time as this. And let us know that we are never too old for God to work out a plan, his plan in our life. Thank you so much. Praise God. We also know, we heard that it's not by power, neither is it by might, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise the Lord. God knows how to work everything out for our good. Hallelujah. Because that's what the scripture says. It says, and we know that all things are working out for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. We know that. Glory to God. So we just want to say again to you, thank you so very much, and we praise God for you. We praise God for your wife. Praise God, Sister Vanetta Bolden. We praise God for her. She's a wonderful, powerful, anointed minister of the Lord. And I just thank God for the two of you, because, see, I know that the two of you are a team, a powerful Holy Ghost team that God is working out the purpose through you all. So again,
thank you,
tonight, I just want to thank God for you, because that word was so powerful. The Lord letting us know that we have a purpose. God is not through with us yet. Our purpose is to seek and to save those that are lost. Our purpose is about souls, not about us. It's never about us, but it's all about God. And as you could tell, that word has stirred up in my heart tonight, and I praise God for you. And I pray to the Lord that he will continue to bless you, bless your family, and that God will prosper you, and then he will exalt you in that due season. And we believe, God, that due season is right now. That due season for you is now. Hallelujah. And we praise God for you. So I just want to thank God for all of you that are on this Dream Team line. And again, what a mighty word we heard tonight. Since you heard about your purpose, and one of the things of your purpose is to bring others in, let someone else hear a word like this and invite them to come in on this line. Not only that, it's some of you that weren't able to listen tonight, you can always go on the Petersville Baptist Church website, and you can go under the Dream Team line site right there and get any of these messages. You can listen to any one that you want to listen, however long you want to listen to. So the word is made available to us, and God has given us purpose, and that is to give him the praise and the glory. So I praise God for all of you that are on the line, and as I said every week, continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help comes from the Lord, and I praise God. I can testify tonight that I wasn't feeling so good before I got on this line, but right now I know that because I look to the hills, that God helped me, and I feel strengthened. And even as he prayed, Lord, let your healing virtue flow on this line tonight. Oh, my God. Purpose. God had purpose for every single one of us. It's not by accident that we heard this word tonight. But I, again, God bless you, Pastor Kevin Bolden, and your family. May God continue, allow his face to shine upon you. And again, bless all of you that are on the line. Tune in again next week. Dial in again at 7:30 p.m. to the Dream Team prayer line. God bless you. I love you. Pastor Bolden loves you as well, but God loves you more. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.